The time is now 6:00 PM. Okay, 2.0, at this time, anyone will be allowed to speak on any matter other than personnel matters or matters under litigation for a length of time not to exceed 3 minutes. No commission discussion or action may take place on a matter until such matter's been placed on our agenda and posted in accordance with law. Do we have anybody signed up?
No signups have been submitted.
All right, staff, are there any reports or announcements to be heard? We're good. Thank you. 4.0, consideration to approve the minutes of the regular planning and zoning commission meeting of February 11th, 2019. Is there a motion to approve?
I'll make the motion to approve.
Thank you, Commissioner Dunnigan. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you, Commissioner Anderson. Is there any corrections or discussion about the minutes? All right, seeing none, please enter your vote now.
Motion carries unanimously.
All right, thank you. 5.0, new business. 5.1, consideration to approve a final plat of Cherry Pines, Section 2, a subdivision of 10.9303 acres of land situated in the Claude N. Pilo Survey, Abstract 632, City of Tomball, Harris County, Texas. Staff, could we have a report, please?
Yes, the first plat on the agenda tonight is Cherry Pines, Section 2, located northwest of the Cherry Street and Holdereth Road intersection. The area is zoned single-family 6. This plat will create 51 lots with a total area of 10.9303 acres. Here's a copy of the plat as it was submitted for review, and staff recommends approval with the following contingencies. Add easements referenced in the title report, add the City of Tomball gas note, and remove contours.
Thank you. Is there a motion to approve with contingencies?
Motion to approve with contingencies.
Thank you, Commissioner Rockmore. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you, Commissioner Dunnigan. Is there any discussion or question? Seeing none, please enter your vote now. Commissioner Anderson? Okay, there we go.
Motion carries unanimously.
All right, thank you. 5.2, consideration to approve final plat of Tomball Freddy's, a subdivision of 0.9050 of 1 acre of land situated in the Sam Lewis Survey, Abstract Number 1704, City of Tomball, Harris County, Texas. Staff, could we have a report, please?
The next plat on the agenda tonight is Tomball Freddy's, which is a replat. This is located southwest of the Alice Road and Business 249 intersection, zoned commercial. One lot is being created with a total area of 0.9050 acres. Here's a copy of the plat as it was submitted for review, and staff recommends approval with the following contingencies. Provide updated title report, remove building lines, reference latest adjacent property information, add City of Tomball gas note, set and call out survey markers, update legal description, and fix a typo.
Thank you. Is there a motion to approve with contingencies?
Motion to approve with contingencies.
Thank you, Commissioner Anderson. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you, Commissioner Rockmore. Is there any discussion or questions? Seeing none, please enter your vote.
Motion carries unanimously.
Okay. 5.4, consideration to approve final plat of Snowflake Donuts Tomball, being a subdivision of 0.3214 acres of land, and being all of lots 15 and 16 in Block 40, out of and a part of Tomball Town Site, Volume 2, Page 65 of the map records of Harris County, out of the William Hurd Survey, Abstract Number 371, in the City of Tomball in Harris County, Texas. Staff, could we have a report, please?
The next plat on the agenda tonight is Snowflake Donuts Tomball, located southwest corner of Main Street and Pine Street, zoned Old Town and mixed use. One lot is included with a total area of 0.3214 acres. A copy of the plat is presented, and staff recommends approval with the following contingencies. Add City of Tomball gas note and fix a typo.
That's pretty good. Thank you.
So let's go with you. We're going to go and finish this one up, but we missed this one here, so we'll go back to it.
This one?
So let's go and finish this one up, we'll go back.
I got it. Okay. All right. Is there a motion to approve with contingencies?
I'll make the motion to approve with contingencies.
Thank you, Commissioner Donegan. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you, Commissioner Anderson. Is there any discussion or questions?
Just a question. Isn't this the same corner that they're on now?
Yes.
So what is this for?
So ultimately, the original plat was the 1912 plat that included two different lots, lot 15 and 16, if I'm not mistaken, of that block. So there's actually a legal lot line that lies right on the middle of the property, and we're just trying to remove that lot line.
Got it.
They're redeveloping.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, big sign out there.
Any other questions?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, please enter your vote now.
Motion carries unanimously.
Thank you. Okay, going back. All right. Five point three. Excuse me, but I skipped over one. Consideration approved final plat of LSP Tomball Development Replat Number 2. A subdivision of 11.8981 acres of land, Tract 1, situated in the Sam Lewis Survey, Abstract Number 1704, City of Tomball, Harris County, Texas. Staff, could we have a report, please?
Yes, the final plat on the agenda tonight is LSP Tomball Development Replat Number 2, which is, of course, a replat. This is located southwest of the Alice Road and Business 249 intersection, which is zoned commercial. One lot is included with a total area of 1.2042 acres. Here's a copy of the plat as it was submitted for review. And staff recommends approval with the following contingencies. Add City of Tomball gas note, update the area accuracy, and correct the vicinity map.
Okay, thank you. Is there a motion to approve with contingencies?
Motion to approve with contingencies.
Okay, thank you, Commissioner Rockmore. Is there a second?
Second.
Okay, Commissioner Donegan, is that you? Okay, thought so. Thank you. Is there any questions or discussion? Okay, please enter your vote now.
Motion carries unanimously.
Thank you. Okay, now we're back on track. 5.5, consideration to approve zoning case P19-017, request by Don Cannon to amend Chapter 50 zoning of the Tomball Code of Ordinances by rezoning approximately 1 acre of land legally described as Tract 10C, Abstract 629J Pruitt, within the City of Tomball, Harris County, Texas, generally located on the north side of Timken Road, east of Blackshear Road, from the Single Family District 6 to the General Retail District. Staff, could we please have your presentation?
Thank you. Okay, this is an aerial image showing the property outlined in red. The whole parcel of land, which is a total of approximately 2.35 acres, has frontage on 2920 as well as Timken Road. The property is also fairly close to the South Persimmon Minor Arterial Road. Most of the property in the immediate area is undeveloped. There are a few single-family residences on Timken Road, as well as Concordia Lutheran High School and Chestnut Business Park. The site is currently undeveloped. This is the view from Timken Road. When zoning was adopted in 2008, the entire 2.35 acres was split-zoned. The northern portion of the property is already zoned general retail, and the one remaining acre on the south side is zoned single-family 6th district. This proposed rezoning would allow the property owner to use the entire property as a general retail development. The uses permitted in the general retail district are not typically considered to be intense. The general retail district is often utilized as a transition district, and in this case, that transition would be between 2920 and the existing residences. Properties in the area are also zoned general retail and single family 6th district. The two planned developments there on Timken are Concordia Lutheran High School and Chestnut Business Park. The property is also split on the future land use map. This 1 acre that we're talking about tonight is designated as medium density residential. The northern 1.35 acres is designated as employment office. The comprehensive plan also focuses on development proposals in relation to their economic impact on the city and promoting cohesive land use patterns that minimizes incompatible uses. When considering the location and the best use of the entire property, it does not appear that a single family development is appropriate here. We did meet the required public notification and received 4 public comment forms. All of them were in opposition of the request. Based on the findings and the staff report, we do recommend approval. It does not appear that a single-family development would be appropriate for this entire site. The proposed rezoning would match the current zoning of the majority of the entire property, and the request is generally appropriate with the surrounding zoning districts of general retail along 2920. The applicant is here to address the commission.
Thank you. Will the applicant please come forward to present your case, state your name and address for the record, please?
My name is Don Cannon. I'm the owner of the property under consideration. As you can see from the zoning, two-thirds of my property that I own there is already zoned for retail consumption. All I'm asking is for that, instead of my property split in half, a little over half, that is one contiguous piece, so access from both 2920 and Timpson Road can be reached.
You have your time. You have no time limit. You're welcome. You know, you're welcome. Go ahead and speak.
Well,
if you have any other thing
that's
to say.
That's the request.
I mean, okay.
Obviously, from the city standpoint, having the property developed with retail businesses mm-hmm. enhances not just, as you saw some pictures, the use of the property, but certainly enhances the tax value of the property, both sales tax and property tax values for the city, as well as the county and the school district. Mm-hmm. So having it developed as commercial as a retail business enhances the prospect for us to be able to develop. And I brought my real estate agent with me that helped put this together. So if you have any questions, he can tell you about land impact and tax values and items like that for you.
Okay. Once we get into the discussion portion, we'll do that.
Okay.
Thank you. Okay. The public hearing on zoning case P19-017 is now called to order. Let the record show the time is now 6:12. Is there anybody here who would like to speak regarding this request? You will have 3 minutes to speak. Please state your name and your address before you speak. That's all right.
Excuse my voice. My name is Elena Holiday. What else did you need to know?
Your address, please.
414 South Chestnut Street, Tocco. And the reason I'm here is because our church is right across. Powerhouse Church of God in Christ is right across. And we would like to know how you said, the gentleman said that the traffic, you want it to...
Ma'am, excuse me, but you just have to address us and not the applicant, please. That's all right. That's okay. It's no problem.
Okay, I would just like to know how that would affect us, because like I said, we're right across the street.
Mm-hmm.
And our church has been there over 75 years. And we already have issues with speeding, the school, and then, like you say, with more traffic comes additional increase in which the area could cause all sorts of issues as crime and wealth. Because where our church is right now, we have issues with people mm-hmm. parking there. And you read that?
No. Okay.
But, yes, ma'am. And, with an increase in traffic will come an increase in crime. Foot traffic would increase. So he's saying that, like, this part up in the front, right, of 2920, mm-hmm. and then he wants it all the way back. So mainly the people will have access to the front and not the back?
Mm-hmm.
Is that what it is?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
But we'll find that out.
Okay. Because this is what we want to know. Because, I mean, if he's on the front, mm-hmm. and then he just has another little, you know, entrance in the back, we would not like to have all that traffic in the going up and down. But if he's in the front and they just have like a little entrance or whatever in the back,
mm-hmm.
you don't think it really be a problem. Okay, tell me my time. Okay, well, like I said, we already have issues with speeding and with the residents on Timpkin and also Blackshire, Chestnut, and Lindsay Lane. We feel that the overall zoning would be a bad idea for our community. Mm-hmm. That's what we feel. We feel it would be a bad idea.
unless, like I said, this is how it
is. You're fine.
unless, like I was saying, his main thing is in the front, interest is in the front, and then just have, you know, secondary interest in the back. Because like I said, we don't want, because we have traffic. I don't know if y'all been on Timken Road. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's schools, like she said, Lutheran schools there. So, I mean, you know, it's a lot that's going on the street, in other words.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. All right. Thank you. Is there anyone else who would like to speak? Please state your name and address. Okay. All right, no one else to speak. Let the record show the time. Oops, oh, you want to speak, sir? Okay.
Alvin Scott.
Uh-huh. And your address, please?
919 Timken.
Okay. Go ahead.
I'm the property next door to where he's wanting to develop. Mm-hmm. Bad idea. Because the speeding with the school is already enough. You know, if he wants to build on the back, that's fine. But having that interest come through on the other side, I don't think is what very wise.
Okay.
I mean, it's his property, you know, I can't stop him, you know, but as far as the people, I just, we've been in Tomball many years.
I can't. Okay, so you're concerned about his access from the south side, which is on Timken, or the north side, which is 2920?
South side.
South side, okay. Thank you.
All right, thank you.
Is there anyone else who'd like to speak? Please come up, state your name and address for the record.
My name is Mary Scott, 919 Timken Road. I'm opposed to this development that you're bringing in. You say it's going to be another strip mall, things in the area. We already have things in the area. We have the school, that people, everybody stating that people fly through the neighborhood. That is true. Not only do you have the school, you also have warehouses down the street from the school. Those warehouses also sit, most of them vacant. You say you bring stuff into the community, do things for the community. What have they done for the community? Nothing. Nobody holds a job in this, from the community in those warehouses on Persimmon or on Timken Road. And no one is going attending the school inside of right there off of Timken Road, which everybody uses, the backside, because it's the quickest way to avoid all the traffic coming through Tomball. So if you bring in a development, you're only bringing in crime, more crime. You can't get to, let's say, on this side of the tracks, which how many times have the subway been hit from people breaking into the subway? Nobody gets there in time to respond to what's going on there. Now, so you're putting that farther away from the police department, which is going to be on 19, on Timken Road. That's farther away. Guess what? They got more assets to get out of there. They can hit Husband Corville or they hit 2920 and keep going. So to bring in more strip joints, you look at Tomball now, on that side of town, you got plenty of them that are vacant already. So if I can see if they was occupied, well, none of that stuff is always occupied. To bring in more just to sit empty, that's not developing to me. If you want to develop, do it the right way. There's nothing wrong with what he wants to bring in, but to put it up against a residential area, and we only got one way in, basically, two ways in. One of them, you can't access 2920 because the traffic is so bad. Then you go down further, the traffic is so bad that you can't get out either. So you either have to go the back way. Most people know the back way to get to Tomball. That's all I have to say.
Thank you very much. We appreciate it. Is there anybody else who would like to speak? All right. Okay. At this time, Since there are no additional comments, the public hearing is now closed. The time is now 6:20 p.m. May I have a motion to approve zoning case P-19-017?
Motion to approve P-19-017.
Thank you, Commissioner Anderson. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you, Commissioner Rockamore. Any discussion? Any questions of the applicant or anyone? Did you have some questions earlier?
Yeah, same way. I'd like to know, are they going to make a full entrance in the back?
All right, let me ask Mr. Cannon to come up front. Could you come up and answer these questions, please?
My piece of property does allow access from off of 2920, and the highway department is going to allow us to maintain them. So they will roll back. If you notice, you've got guardrail along that area. My property has the shortest landing, so highway department's already said they'll allow us access off of 2920. Mm-hmm. That's my intention for that to be the main access, is off of 2920.
Mm-hmm. And are you going to have a rear access on Timken?
Well, that's up to you. From a development standpoint, mm-hmm. It behooves us to come in off of 2920, not Timken. Mm-hmm. If only access I had is off of Timken, it would restrict the value of that property as far as development. My main access would be off of FM 2920. That makes the most sense. And since the highway department will allow us access off of that, that's mm-hmm. the intent. But it's like any other piece of the property. From a safety standpoint, if I only have one way in and one way out for vehicles to get in, if there's accidents or something else, mm-hmm. 2920, that's not in the best interest either. Mm-hmm. Plus, as you can see, that property needs to be enhanced. You know, we're not here to harm, the development's not intended to harm the area, but to enhance the area and do something with that property. So as you can see, two-thirds of it is already zoned. We're not asking for anything but making access all the way down to Timken so that property can be developed. I'm not aware. I do business with some of the businesses already off of Timken that pertain to my industry. I'm in the heavy construction equipment business. I own the 6+ acres across the street. I've had that property for 20 mm-hmm. years. The people had it prior to that. So I'm invested in this community. I'm invested in that property. I'm not, and I'm an owner-occupant of the property across the street. So my interest.
You're talking about across 2920.
On the other side of 2920. North side. I own the 6 acres at Snook Road mm-hmm. and that property there.
Oh,
so,
okay.
So all I'm saying is I'm invested in Tomball from a business standpoint and as a property owner too, so.
Well, can I say my feelings without being just, I'm against, we're taking away everywhere we go, single family 6, single family 9, and we're more and more, we're doing this, or we're going into big subdivisions. Now this is 1 acre that a house could be built on. And you're talking about cleaning it up.
I've had that property for several 20 years. I've mm-hmm. had no offer to buy that property. I have had offers to buy the commercial side of it. So if it was available, it's been available since I've owned the property for 20 years to sell as a home, including the land adjacent to that. I haven't had one offer to somebody who wanted to buy it to build a resident home in 20 years. So if that was the case, and if somebody wanted to, trust me, if somebody wanted to buy it and put a home in across the street, I would be more than glad to sell it to them. But that hasn't been, the reality is it hasn't been, it's been on the market for that many years and it hasn't, I haven't had one offer for it.
Okay. My assumption is if he builds on that property, he's going to be required to put in a detention pond.
Correct.
Where were your plans be to put it if you did?
It would be somewhere in the middle of the property. Mm-hmm. You can't put it on one or the other. It would be somewhere in the middle of the property.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then what are you envisioning for the bottom half of the property?
Likely it would mm-hmm. be parking.
Mm-hmm.
We've discussed the ability to put small retail shops, you know, one owner-operator type businesses in that area with the detention pond on the backside. And obviously, there'd be access with sanitary and stuff like that. But you know, it's already zoned retail, general retail, and so we'd have to stay with that thing of small general retail businesses. But, mm-hmm. I'm not aware of, and I could say this as far as having it unoccupied, this certainly as a developer, I certainly have no interest in building a structure for it just to sit idle. You know, we would seek out appropriate retail businesses that would occupy that property.
So the rendering that you have in the packet is what you're looking at for that area?
Yes, ma'am.
Is it in the packet? I didn't see it. Mm-hmm. At home.
So that looks like 12 different business locations you would, according to what I'm looking at. Potentially.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm not saying you're good.
Obviously, we have to come back to the city and submit a business
right.
proposal once, mm-hmm. once we've identified what kind of business structures mm-hmm. we'd want to put in there. When we took the footprint, mm-hmm. that's the most that it would allow.
Okay.
But obviously, if we had, you know, one business that wanted a larger structure, one most of the property, then it would be built to their specifications, subject to City of Tomball approving.
Mm-hmm.
Because whatever I do with the City of Tomball's got to approve it.
Sure. I understand that. My question is, in looking at this, I didn't see where y'all had a rear access road in it, unless I can't get it big enough to see it.
Are you looking at the development on the north side?
No, I'm looking at the south side.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you give me access to 10th and gives me access to coming out the south side.
Right, but in your rendering, it didn't show a driveway, so I was just wondering.
Yeah, well, that would have to be installed, a driveway.
Yes. Yeah. Okay, that's what I'm looking at.
Well, looking at this map, how would you get to the property from 2920 if the retention bond is where you're showing it? Or is that part, I can't blow it up, can I?
That is detention, yeah.
That is the tension pond in the middle, right? Mm-hmm. So that means that all these buildings, you're coming off of Timpkin Road into, because you can't do it. By this drawing, you couldn't come into it 2920 to those back buildings.
No, I understand that. What I'm saying is, as you develop property, the structural, the engineers will dictate the size of the detention ponds and where they go, once with city approval. Mm-hmm. So, you know. Go ahead.
Can I make a comment? Lex Parker.
Yes, sir.
Your real estate.
Your address, sir.
Personal is 16315 Willow Park Drive, Tomball, Texas.
Thank you.
77360. This design that we based our
yeah, that's what I'm
rendering.
Mm-hmm.
On, this is based on an offer that we received in an engineering design by a buyer.
Mm-hmm.
Now this is just a feasibility. So they based their design on the zoning.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why they show the retention pond cutting the property in half, because they have nothing to do with the residential zone.
Mm-hmm.
And there's really no way to use this property as residential at the same value of this. Just for a comparative, This property we have it.
I'm sorry, that one submitted, the drawing you're holding.
It's.
I think it's in the next case.
Maybe. The one we submitted only addresses the rezoning for the 1 acre,
right.
or approximately 1 acre,
so we,
on the south
yeah.
side.
We don't have that,
that
one
right now, so you have to explain what you're showing to us.
Have you seen this one?
It's in the next yeah. packet, I think.
Yes, it's in the next one.
But if you could explain the road access.
So the road access that was initially a driveway off of 2920 for the northern part of the property.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the access. The reason why we're here is because of the rezoning of the southern part. And so in our discussions, we thought that, okay, the best way to do this is to use this in the same zoning as the northern side of the property with an access on Timken, because the detention requirement cuts the property in half. So that's where that design comes from.
But you would, okay, time out. You wouldn't have to use that detention pond where you're saying if you had both properties. That detention pond can be
That's
moved.
That's correct. The
so you can move the detention pond in the very back and then use 2920 as your entrance. And then, okay, I understand where you're coming about safety, but there's a lot of properties already doesn't have two entrances around here that are like that, that if you move it. I don't want to see anything go on Timken, because that's my problem. And yes, I know right where it's at. I coached at Concordia Lutheran High School, so I know where it's at. I know where these people's property is. And I'm like them. I wouldn't want another business there. I think that we put...
Well, you have to understand, the primary entrance would be off of 2920.
I'm sorry. He wouldn't finish. Go ahead.
That's okay. Go ahead.
Well, I'm just saying the primary... And I'm speaking for the other property owners, let's say. It doesn't matter what business you're on. The obvious preferable access would be off of 2920 for anybody to access that property. Would not be coming out the back way into Timken. Timken would only... Feasibility would be as an exit if access on 2920 is unavailable, so that property people can get off the property on the backside. So if the original proposal was based on the zone that's already in existence, as far as the feasibility of what I could do with that piece of property, if I'm allowed to develop all 2.3 acres rather than 1.3 acres, then what we would propose to the city for development would certainly would change, because now I've got an extra acre to work with. Detention has to go in no matter what I what's developed. Mm-hmm. The size of detention is going to be based on what structures go in there. So where it's going to hit is a structural issue that the city of Tomball would have to, you know, once plans are submitted, they've got to okay the layout. And I don't know, maybe they have to come back to you, but that's all to be developed based on whether or not you allow, not just me, but the other property owners that have Timken, allowed to be have it rezoned so it can be that property can be used. So, like I said, I occupied half for 20 years the property across the street. I operate my business there. I mean, so I'm not just, I certainly have interest in what happens in Tomball just as you do, and how it's affected and developed. So all we're asking is from a financial standpoint and a use standpoint and aesthetic standpoint that property is put to use and not set fallow like it has. So, if you guys zoned it, it was zoned that way. It certainly made it more challenging off of 2920, but I have less of a challenge than the properties next to me as far as developing it. All I'm saying is, from a practical standpoint, that property got cut in half from a zoning standpoint. If somebody wanted to buy it residential, they've had 20 years to try to buy it, and it hasn't happened.
I've been listing it for 5 years.
And I had it listed with another agent prior to that.
But both commercially and on HAR.
So, any other questions?
No, I have none.
No, thank you very much. We appreciate it. Okay. There are no additional comments. Public hearing is now closed. Time is now. Oh, wait, we're past that. Sorry, I already closed it. I'm sorry. My brain's not working today.
Discussion or
everybody, please.
Or action.
Yes. Is there any other discussion? Y'all have any other questions that you want to talk about?
I got a legal question for you then. Mm-hmm. If you pass this, in the past, when we go to the next deal, you're able to put stipulations in there. So you could stipulate it could only be an exit there or only a no entrance or what. You can put that in there if I remember right.
You're correct.
Mm-hmm. You have to word it right, but you put it in there where that's...
Right. That would be a recommendation to council if you that it contained a certain restriction.
Okay.
Right.
That's one question.
Do you have any questions, Commissioner Buffer? All right, seeing none, please enter your vote now.
Motion fails, 3 votes nay, 1 vote aye.
All
should have that, because you're a recommending body, you're not the, if the original, yes. If it was, if this was city council, you would have proceeded to the CUP.
Got it. Just want to make sure. Okay. Okay. 5.6, consideration to approve zoning case P19-018. A request by Don Cannon for a conditional use permit to operate an office showroom warehouse on approximately 1 acre of land legally described as Tract 10C, Abstract 629 J. Pruitt, within the city of Tomball, Harris County, Texas, generally located on the north side of Timken Road, east of Blackshear Road, and zoned general retail district. Staff, could we have a presentation, please?
Thank you. Okay, this is the same property, so at City Council next week, if the rezoning case is denied, this item just won't be discussed because there's nothing to discuss because the property is not zoned general retail. But it is the same property, undeveloped, zoned single family six, process of potentially being rezoned to general retail, future land use of medium density residential. This is that concept plan that you guys were looking at, showing office warehouse. Again, this is just concept plan. This is not official plans that were submitted to the city. It's just a rendering showing what could potentially go there for the land use of office warehouse. When considering the uses that are permitted in the general retail district, the proposed land use of office warehouse is less intense compared to most. Their office warehouses are not typically open during nighttime hours like another general retail development might be, and does not typically generate excess traffic from customers and whatnot. There is Chestnut Business Park on Timken Road as well, and the zoning ordinance does require special requirements for when a non-residential use is developed next to a single-family residential use or district, including 10-foot landscape buffer. They can't have any lights spill over. We require a photometric lighting plan showing that the greater they have greater setbacks that are dependent on the height of the building, and they are required to put in opaque screening to protect the integrity of the residential area. We did not receive any public comment forms for the conditional use permit request, and we do recommend approval. We believe it's appropriate for the location. Again, this proposed use is less intense for a general retail use, doesn't not open during nighttime hours typically, and doesn't generate a lot of traffic, and it does meet the intent of the general retail zoning district by providing a service to the area. Again, the applicant's here. I don't know if you wanted to say anything regarding the conditional use permit aspect of it.
Okay. Thank you. If you'd like to come forward and speak regarding the conditional use permit request, you're more than welcome to.
If the zoning that we discussed earlier is not approved, does it get reimbursement for the fee of the conditional use permit application?
No, sir.
No.
No.
So you don't wish to speak at this time, sir?
No, ma'am.
All right. Thank you. The public hearing on zoning case P19-018 is now called to order. Let the record show. Time is now 6:39. Is there anybody here who would like to speak regarding this request? You'll have 3 minutes to speak. Please state your name and address for the record. Yes, ma'am.
This gentleman, Mr. Cannon, said that he's been owning this land for 20 years or whatever. When Powerhouse Church, when I came along and damaged our church and church, you know, was destroyed.
Yes, ma'am.
The man that owned the land across the street, his name was David Lyle. And he gave us, because they were saying we needed so much parking, he gave us permission to use that park. I have a letter at home. I didn't know all this was going to transpire, but I do have a letter at home where he gave us permission to use that land for parking.
All right, thank you. Is there anybody else who would like to speak at this time? Please come forward. There are no additional comments. The public hearing is now closed. The time is now 6:40. May I have a motion to approve zoning case P-19-018?
Motion to approve.
Thank you, Commissioner Rockamore. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you, Commissioner Dunnigan. Is there any discussion or questions?
Okay, now this is where, if this does go through from the city council and they reverse it, this is where we need to put in our recommendation that that be no exit or no entrance or whatever.
Right, you need to send whatever your recommendation is.
Okay. Well, I'm recommending there be nothing off of Timpkin.
Okay.
That's what the church...
Nothing meaning what? You have to describe what you don't want there.
You mean no access?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. No vehicular access?
Right.
Okay. And we've got to make sure that Daryl's okay with
changing it. I'm okay with that.
Are we okay with putting a detention pond to the rear of the property?
Well, their rendering is not real cool in the sense that all it does is show the Timpkin end. They're going to have to rearrange something.
Yeah.
But as long as we say there's nothing on Timpkin, I'm good. No matter how they arrange it.
What is your definition of nothing on Timpkin?
No road access.
No vehicular access.
No vehicular.
Okay, there what about go. Walking access?
You can't
gonna
stop
come
that.
Up.
I don't know how we're going to stop that.
Okay. All right.
The detention pond to the rear of the property so that these people that live in this neighborhood aren't next to a business on that part of Timpkin?
Detention on the southernmost end on the rear property. Got it.
Again, you take their rendering. That's gone. They put that up at the front. Then where's the retention pond going to go? Right by south of that.
And I don't think a lot of people realize, I didn't until they built the commercial next to me, that you have to put a buffer in between there. In other words, and a lot of people don't realize that. So I don't need to put that in there, but I do want to put it no access.
I would recommend what type of buffer you might want down there.
I don't know what would be the best to keep it from bothering the people next door. That's like next to me. I don't know what to do.
What would be y'all's recommendation?
Well, any retention pond has to have a fence.
Right.
Right. But do you want screening? Mm-hmm. No, bushes, fence, solid fence, trees, what?
When you say that's specified to the rear of the property, you mean toward the Timpkin side?
Yes. On the Timpkin side.
Just to be clear.
No vehicle access from Timpkin.
I don't know that we've gotten our motion sponsor to add that to it. I don't know.
Yes, he accepted it.
Did you?
Yes, he did.
Yes.
All right. And the second?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Dane, and then I believe Commissioner Anderson seconded.
No, it was Commissioner Dunnigan.
Okay. So Rockamore said, okay, got it. Yeah, I know. Commissioner Dunnigan made the...
reference. I didn't say it.
Well, added the amendment, but you... who seconded?
Commissioner Dunnigan seconded.
Dunnigan.
Okay, so who added it? You?
I accepted the amendment.
He accepted his suggestion.
Right. The motion was made by
Daryl
Rockamore.
Right.
Seconded by Mr. Dunnigan. It's now been amended twice, and both of them have accepted it.
Okay. Any other conditions? I'd like to amend it to include at least 3 foot deep screening on all sides of the property, except the front that is fronts on the 2920.
3 foot
deep.
Wide, you mean?
Hmm.
Okay, what kind of screening? I mean, how tall?
At least 8 feet, 6 to 8 feet, and in the rear.
Vegetative screening or
vegetative screening and fencing.
Fence screening.
Both. Fencing. So they don't have anybody crisscrossing across their property and creating an issue for the neighbors once they put retail in.
Wouldn't there be something there anyway? I mean, that'd be part of the development?
Not necessarily. If we don't state it, it doesn't get included.
I thought that was part of the zoning, Barbara, that Ms. T. I thought that was part of zoning that they had to put that up between a residence, because that's what they told me when the place going in next to me has got to put in.
Yes.
Is there
in case somebody comes in and puts in retail? or a commercial on the side.
Requirements between buffering requirements?
Yes.
Retail and commercial.
Right, a 10-foot landscape buffer and a minimum 6-foot opaque screening wall.
So that's already designed.
All right, so will that take care of between the residents that are in the area or as well as any commercial that come in next to them?
It will include the sides, not Timken Road.
Okay, I would like it to continue to, how would you want me to phrase it to make it work?
The same type of screening already required, but to continue that along Timken Road.
Okay.
All right.
Do you accept that?
Yes.
Okay.
So to summarize, no vehicular access?
Right.
And same screening across Timken side as on the sides?
And detention on the rear of the property?
Located on the Timken side of the property.
Okay.
Okay. Anything else? Anything else, Commissioner Rockmore?
I'm good.
Okay. Okay. Please enter your vote now.
Motion carries unanimously.
Okay. Thank you all very much. 5.7, consideration to approve zoning case P19-023. Request by the City of Tomball to amend Section 50-79 Old Town and Mixed Use District of the Tomball Court of Ordinances by reducing the required building setbacks for non-residential uses in a portion of the Old Town area. Staff, could we have a report, please?
Okay. This is a text amendment that is only going to apply to non-residential uses in the downtown area of the Old Town area. The Old Town area is defined in Chapter 50 zoning as all properties that are included in the revised map of the 1912 recorded plat, which is on your screen. The downtown area, as we call it, of the Old Town area is everything within that blue box. So it's going to be all lots that front onto Houston, Commerce, Main, Market, and Fannin, and will also include the streets that run north-south in there, which are Pine, Oak, Cherry, Walnut, and Elm. So we're only talking about non-residential developments within the blue box. So this text amendment has two parts. The first is to reduce the front building setback from 20 feet to 0 feet. The current text of Chapter 50 allows for a 0-foot front setback for commercial properties on Main Street, Market Street, and Commerce Street. So the proposed text amendment would just include all the other streets except for Cherry Street in this downtown area. So the streets added are Pine, Oak, Walnut, Elm, Fannin, and Houston. The second part is to allow a 0-foot side setback on corner lots that are adjacent to a public street or alley. So it does not include a 0-foot interior where a lot is adjacent to another lot on the interior side, but it does reduce that interior setback from 10 feet or 10% of a lot width if it's less than 100 to 5 feet or 10% of the lot width if the lot is less than 50 feet wide. And that will also be the same in the rear if it abuts an alley, which I believe all of these properties will abut an alley. This is the land use map. We kind of did an inventory of the land uses in the area to get a good idea. It does appear that most of the properties are developed as non-residential developments already. There are a few. The blue lots are undeveloped. The yellow, green, I'm not sure what color that is. Those are residential. So there are a few residences in the area, but it does appear that the kind of true residential areas kind of start north of Houston and south of Fannin. Everything else kind of in this area is non-residential already. I lumped kind of City, Tomball ISD, and churches together since it was kind of actually a lot of properties in that area. So just to get a good idea of what is currently there. So again, the Old Town area is defined as all those properties in the 1912 plat, but this kind of special downtown district is already established as the parking waiver area, so all non-residential developments within this area do not have any parking requirements, so we are mirroring that with these zero-foot setbacks. It's also the same area that was studied in the Livable Center's downtown plan, which talks about, it was adopted in 2009 by City Council and talks about increased walkability in this area. It focuses on the idea of creating a sense of place in this downtown core area. It also focuses on alley enhancements. We believe that allowing for a zero-foot rear setback could potentially allow businesses to take advantage of walkability along the alleys and possibly even have a secondary storefront. The comprehensive plan designation of Old Town area also discusses ways that we should preserve, promote, and enhance the downtown historic and unique character and the ambiance of the Old Town area. There's planning guidelines in the comprehensive plan, and it specifically states that the city should look at ways to address the unique lot sizes and buildings while encouraging quality development in this area, and we do believe that this text amendment would do that. That's all I have for you.
But this text amendment, according to what I'm reading here, also still preserves the side or rear setback of 20 feet if you're next to a resident.
That is correct.
Okay. All right. Thank you. So, the public hearing on zoning case P19-023 is now called to order. Let the record show the time is now 6:52. If there's anybody who would like to speak, please state your name and address before speaking. Is anybody signed up?
No, ma'am.
Is there anybody who would like to speak? Okay. Since there are no comments, public hearing is now closed. The time is now 6:52 in a couple seconds. May I have a motion to approve zoning case P19-023?
Motion to approve.
Thank you, Commissioner Anderson. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you, Commissioner Dunnigan. Is there any discussion or questions?
I got a question.
Yes.
Is this just to modernize the ordinance? I mean, you're talking about what's already there, basically, with your new stuff.
So you're talking about what's already there as in what's already developed?
Yeah, that you're accommodating the ordinance to what's already there.
We have actually had two or three properties interested in redeveloping and taking advantage of that zero-foot front or side or both setback. So really we're looking at, there's not a lot of lots that aren't developed, but we're looking at those obviously, and then really kind of encouraging redevelopment for the area as well.
Okay.
See, the other streets aren't all the other streets. I know Main Street, Commerce, and I forgot the one on the south side, but they're already zero lot line.
Correct.
So this just adds another row of streets.
I'm just rolling through it in my mind. I'm seeing an awful lot that are just right there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
We did not include South Cherry Street. It's the only street in the area that, in this kind of downtown area, that is a arterial street. So we figured more traffic, more speed, higher speed. So we didn't want to include a 0-foot setback on that street.
And isn't Cherry Street a county seat street?
Yes, it is.
Yes.
So Cherry Street's a county street?
Yes, it is.
It is county regulation.
Didn't you know?
Yeah, that's why we don't have covered ditches.
Didn't realize that.
Okay. Is there any other questions or anything? Mm-mm. Seeing none, please enter your vote now.
Motion carries unanimously.
All right. Is there a motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn.
Thank you, Commissioner Anson. Second?
Second.
Thank you, Commissioner Rockmore. Please enter your vote now.
Motion carries unanimously.
Okay. The meeting is adjourned, and the time is now 6:54.
See y'all in a month.
Sir?
Y'all have a good night.
Bye.
Yeah, that's 2 weeks early.
Man.
Huh?